Success Systems presents
an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice. Because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Doctor Love.
The doctor's in the house today to help you regain those things that you were blessed with at birth. Today's episode, of course, we're going to talk about that one thing that empowers everything around you to become real, and that's the power of focus. Without the power of focus, we have a tendency to become distracted by the little shiny things that sometimes draw our eye off the ball. In this case, when we're trying to just gain momentum and just get things going and started in a positive direction, we sometimes, ooh, look at that, and we turn. When you turn in that moment, you have a tendency to lose your grip on your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations. You have a tendency to be off the dime, as it were. Me, I suffer from that a lot. And the one thing for me that I've done to kind of bring that focus back is associate pain with being off the dime. Let's explain, what is being on the dime? Being on the dime is, if you were able to stand on a dime, you would have to be focused, because just the slightest move one way or the other would take you off of the dime. And if you're focused, it's really easy to make sure that things line up properly, to make sure that you stay connected to your hopes, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, those things that are the reason why you get up in the morning early and you go to bed late. For a lot of people, they have this tendency to believe that if they just keep going, keep just doing what they've been doing, everything eventually will just work out. I'm sorry to tell you that that's not exactly how it works. Because if you're sitting there waiting for life to bring something to you, it's sort of like waiting in traffic. Nothing really happens unless somebody else does something for you. Me, I choose not to wait in traffic and not to just have these thought processes that, oh, somebody's going to come and make my life better. If my life is going to be better, it is solely my responsibility. It is solely my focus and determination that enables anything to take place. Sometimes you just kind of just say, hey, I want the world. Is it easy or difficult to walk outside your door, pack the world up into a little box, and bring it home with you? I would say that's difficult. But if you were able to say, I want to go and create a business, and create a business that has the ability to give me just a little bit of income. Not to say that I'm going to be a multimillionaire. It's just a goal. It's something to work towards. And for me, when I did that many years ago, when I was less than employed, I created a little small business of my very own. For example, I took the time to kind of figure out what was something that I could do where I would get checks in the mail. That was my sole goal. I wanted to create a business that I got checks in the mail. And how did I do that? I went to my local Goodwill. I took $20, went to the Goodwill, and bought books. I bought as many books that were in very good condition and looked like they weren't beat up. And I brought the books home and I listed them on Amazon. By taking the books that I bought from Goodwill and listing them on Amazon, I wound up creating an income of about $1,000 a month just from doing that. I didn't have much other time on my hands because I was underemployed, but I was able to bring home a decent income, at least to help offset some of the expenses that my family was having at the time. Now, I commission you to dream and hope and just create something of your own so that you have the ability to maybe, if you have no bills, like some people I know, you might want to use that income that you create to buy a toy, an iPad, iPad 3. It gets a little warm, but it's got a great display. I'm not going to go there. That's another podcast. That's my tech podcast, but we're not going to talk about that right now. All I'm going to say to you is let today be a day where you focus on what it is you want. And don't let anything or anybody stand in your way from creating that possibility of income, happiness, joy, relationships. Because I could easily talk about focus on relationships. As a matter of fact, I think I will right now. Imagine that person that you met when you were a teenager. That very first person that when you saw them, you went, damn, they're nice. And you got that bass in your voice and you decided that you were going to try to be romantic. That person at that moment in time could do no wrong. They could walk on water. They could slap you upside the head and you would say, it's okay. Because what was your focus? Your focus was the feeling or perception of the feeling that they gave you in that moment in time. If you decide that you want to re-engage your relationship that you're in and recreate that same focus, what's the one thing in this whole wide world that could stop you from having it? It's the person that you're looking at when you look in the mirror. Your focus and clarity of determining what it is you want either empowers that or handicaps you and removes that from your list of options in life. I'm going to give you a chance to just stop and think about what it is that you really want and take the steps to achieve those things today. Thank you for listening and can't wait for the next episode of the Dr. Love Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Love Show. And if you would like more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes. And now at thedrloveshow.com. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.